Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels can still win the College World Series, but only if they can avoid the Carlos Rodon they saw Sunday. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Well, the worst of our fears were realized when Carolina flamed out in its opening game in Omaha, the victim of a dominating performance by NC State sophomore left-hander Carlos Rodon. After one more season, we'll see the amazing Rodon pitching in the big leagues for sure. But if the Wolfpack is only a one-trick pony, there is a way for the Heels to reach the final round without having to face Rodon or see him on only 3 days' rest. Although the double elimination bracket looks daunting, it could work out to Carolina's advantage if State loses Tuesday night to the winner of Sunday's late game between UCLA and LSU. The Heels would have to avoid a two-game trip home by surviving the loser's bracket game on Tuesday afternoon. So say they won and State lost the night game. That would pit the Pack and Carolina in an elimination game Thursday night. State coach Elliott Avent would have to gamble on coming back with Rodon on short rest, or try to beat Carolina again and use Rodon to reach the championship round in next weekend's series. Confusing, I know, but that's how the College World Series works. Two brackets of double elimination producing two teams to play the best of three finals scheduled to start next Monday. Carolina can still get there if some life returns to the arms of a tied pitching staff and the bats of the one-time best-hitting team in college baseball come alive. Rodon was as good as he was in the ACC tournament semifinals, but so was UNC's pitching staff that night, and the Tar Heels won that 18-inning marathon long after Rodon had left the game. As good as our favorite college baseball team is, Carlos Rodon is the best player on the field. He was drafted out of high school from Holly Springs, but decided to play for the Wolfpack instead. He went 9-0 as a freshman and has been just as overwhelming this season. If you watch Sunday's game, it's hard to imagine any team scratching out enough hits and runs against him to win. But he can't pitch every game, and maybe he won't be quite as good on 3 days' rest. If the Heels can hold on and get a chance to knock State out of the loser's bracket game Thursday night, they could advance without another debacle like Sunday and then have the last laugh on NC State. This is Archansky. See ya.